Okay, this is a good time to start. We're going to begin on Yubei Zaman Aleph, the shiur that we had from Rabbi Ari Rosenstein on Monday went until the two dots, so that's where we're going to pick up from the two dots. And tonight's Gemara really is going to go take us all the way down to the bottom of Yubei Zaman Beis, and depending on where we are time-wise, maybe even into Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The truth is, Yud Beis Amud Beis is quite simple and straightforward, so it shouldn't take us long at all to get through this. But let's begin. Ah, Zev is coming. What about the other Zev? I don't know. Okay, no.
Sorry about
that. Okay, closing a big deal. Did you get it done? Are you catering on Yom Kippur or not?
There's a
heter for everything. Heter.com. It's on heter.com.
Oh,
there we go. Zev, I'm so glad we didn't start. Baruch Hashem. Now it's time to get started. Zev is here.
You never wish me.
We did. We absolutely did. You should know, if you didn't show up, we wouldn't have the shiur. Okay, Zev, welcome. Good to have you. We're starting at the two dots from Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Tana. Now, the Mishnah said that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for your Yerukos. It's the New Year's for the vegetables. So the Gemara is obviously going to want to know what that's all about. What does that mean? It's the Rosh Hashanah for your Yerukos. But before we get there, the Gemara says, Tana, we have a brisa that says not only is Tishrei the Rosh Hashanah for your Yerukos, but Tana, we have a brisa that says the Yerukos ulamasros ulanadarim. Three things, for Yerukos and for Meiser and for Nedarim. And we'll learn later exactly what that means for Nedarim. Rosh Hashanah is, Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim. Well, Lamaynaf Gemina, what does that mean? But at any rate, before we do that, the Gemara says, Li Yerukos, that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Yerukos. Maininu, what does that mean? For what, in what regard is that pertinent? Meiser Yerek. So that Gemara says that is in reference to Meiser Yerek, meaning that Tishrei is the cutoff point for Meiser Yerek. So anything that grows before Tishrei is going to be considered Meiser for year one, and you have to take Meisers from that point for year one, onto year one crops. And anything that grows, as we'll see, when it comes to Yerukos, it's truly anything that is picked. Anything that is picked after Tishrei is considered year two crops, and therefore you take the maestros for year two on those crops. Okay, so says the Gemara, that's the nafka mina. When it says Yerukos, it's a reference to maestros. So says the Gemara, wait a minute, but the Braisa said, Le Yerukos, Ula maestros, Hainu maestros, says the Gemara. That's the same thing. You're being repetitive, redundant, and superfluous, right? So you're saying that all over again. Uli Rakos, Ula Maestros, Hainu Maestros is the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the same thing. Because Tana Durabanan Uketani Daraisa. When the Braisa said Li Rakos, it's talking about Maestro Durabanans. Like any other type of vegetables or any other type of fruits. But when it comes to Maestros, that's a reference to Daraisas. Like Tvuas Gorin, like wheat and barley. Ketuas Yakiv, and when it comes to grapes and whatnot, those are daraisas. So when it references the drabanans, are any other type of fruits and vegetables
other than yerek?
Yerukos are other than tvua.
Is yakiv oil?
Was yakiv? Yakiv is yakiv is grapes, wine.
Oh, yeah.
Ketuvos right? Ketuvos goren or ketuvos yekiv? Yekiv is wine. So again, when the Braisa says Yerukos, it's a reference to Durabanans. When it says Maestros, it's a reference to Doraisas, like grains.
Fruits that are not from the Shivat Aminim or Durabanan?
They can be Durabanan, yes. Some of them are Doraisa. For example, grapes are Doraisa.
Yeah. I mean, from not actually from the Shivat Aminim.
Oh, Nafim Shiva Saminim are I don't know when the Torah says Tavuas Goren, is that a reference to Kitas Aura? What? No, it could be other grains. It could be other grains or Doraisa, no? What? Chameshas mine dagon. There. What?
The Arshu brings all the sheets. I just don't remember.
Okay.
I saw it.
All right. So that's an alchit you're gonna have to clap tomorrow. Just so you know, I'm just warning you. All right. I want to say that all chameshas mine dagon are darais. What are considered like Teruah's Gorin? I didn't even think about that. That's a good question.
Because all the chameshas mine dagon considered like wheat.
Wheat and barley, and other, you know, rye, spelt, and oats. I don't know, Taka. If you have anything, let me know. You know, the list of things you're going to have to look up for me, they're starting to grow here. You owe me a Hesber, what was it, Daf test or something like that. The whole thing about grafting.
Oh, I got an answer for you.
Oh, very good. Okay,
but it's
fine.
It's off topic. I'm not going to say
it. It's off topic. We're not going to say right now, but we will get to it. Maybe under the sukkah.
It's
related to the Etrog. Okay. Everything's...
Safer.
What?
Put it in the safer.
Put it in the safer.
Explain to me the Etrog Murkab, but I'm not going to go on.
Okay. I'm looking forward. At any rate, when the Brisa references Yerukos, it's Durabanans. When it says Meisers, it's talking about Doraisas. So that's the difference. So now says the Gemara. Velisni Doraisa Bereisha. Fine. If you're going to tell me that one's Durabana, one's Doraisa, why don't you learn Doraisas first? It would make more sense to say that we learn the Doraisa before the Durabanans. The Doraisas are obviously predated the Durabanans, A, and B, they're more Chashim, they're Doraisas. So says the Gemara, no, actually. Adi de Chaviva le Akdama. So we have this principle that anything which is darshant, anything which is learned out of a limud, is more chaviv to Chazal than Doraisas. That doesn't mean to say it's more important. It's just more chaviv to them because they had to work at it. They had to study it, and they had to come up with the limud. So it's more chaviv to them. Therefore, they wanted to list in the Braisa the Durabanans, which they had to learn from. They had to learn out in order to get to them, rather than the Doraisas. So they listed the Doraisas after the Durabanan. Says the Gemara Vatana Didan. What about our Tana? Back on Bezam and Aleph, if you look back on Bezam and Aleph over here, the Mishnah says Liyarakos, that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Yarakos, but it says nothing about Maestris. Why doesn't our Tana in the Mishnah say anything about the Doraisa aspect? It just says Yarakos, which is a reference to Durabanan. So says the Gemara, yeah. Tana Durabanan Vakol Shekein Doraisa. Our Tana was relying on the fact that if you learn out the Durabanans in the Mishnah, you would certainly learn out the Doraisas. You can logically learn out the Doraisa. Once I know the Durabanans are going to be Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei, certainly the Doraisas are Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei. Right? We have a Yesod that called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en Doraisa Tikkun. Anytime the Rabbanan made a Takana on a Doraisa, they made it the Ke'en Doraisa. So when they made a Takana Durabanans of Maestro, they made it me'ein. They made it like the Doraisa. So if I know that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Durabanans, I would certainly know it's Doraisas. Therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah didn't bother to mention the Doraisas because he already mentioned the Durabanans. Okay. Says the Gemara Velisni Meiser. Back to our Tana, back to our Brisa over here. The Gemara says Liyarakos Ula Meiseris. But the Gemara says, why do you say Maasros? Why do you say plural? Just say Meiser. And we would know what Meiser references. It references the Doraisa Meisers. So says the Gemara, no, because there's two types of Meiser that the Brisa is referencing. Echad Meiser Behema v'Echad Meiser Dagon. Both Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagon are Doraisas. And, according to at least from Shimon, Meiser Behema is Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei. So when the Brisa says the Yerukos, Ula Meiseris, it's talking about two types of Meiseris, Meiser Behema, which is Daraisa, and Meiser Dagon, which is Daraisa. Fine, says the Gemara, okay, but why did the Brisa say Li Yerukos? Velisni Yerek. Why doesn't it just say Yerek? Because it's only a reference to vegetables that are Durabanan. Says the Gemara, yeah, there are two types of Durabanans also. Trei Gavni Yerek. There are two types of Yerek. There are two stages that these Yerek Durabanans can be meistered at. Ditznan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Yerek Hanegad Mishri Yogad. The Yerek, the vegetables that are bound, they're bound up, meaning they're not just simply uprooted from the ground, taken out of the ground, and then thrown into the basket, but they're actually taken up from the ground, then you tie a little rubber band around them at some point, and then you put them into the basket. So the Yerek, the Negad, Mishayogad, the baskets, the Yerukos that are bound are not Chayiv and Meister until you actually bind them, which could happen later at a much later date. You might throw them into the basket, but might not bind them for another day or two. So
you might not bind them at all.
What?
You might not bind them at all.
Well, no, Hanega, that are bound.
Right, but the other kind, Mishayoga, you might not bind. That's what? Those kind. The other kind you might not bind at all.
Correct. The other ones that you don't, Fisha'enu and Nega, the ones that you don't bind, Mishayimali is a Kli. What?
You said two stages, it's two kinds. Kinds that are bound and kinds that aren't bound.
I'm sorry. I meant to all say, right? Yes, you're absolutely right. The Yerukos that are bound, right, the types of Yerukos that are bound are not Chayiv and Meiser until you actually bind them. That's considered the Gemar Pri. That's considered the final stage. Because you can't be Chayiv and Meister until there's a Gemar Pri. So for a Pri, or a Yerek, that is typically bound up, so it's not considered the Gemar. It's not
depends
considered...
Depends on shape, right? Depends on how...
What?
What's more practical. How...
Yeah. So you have those, you know...
Things that are tall and skinny, they're bound.
What vegetables are bound? Gosh, I don't know. Do you have an art scroll?
I don't think
does
it's
art scroll say which ones are
no,
which ones are
it's
bound?
Not relevant. You need a farmer. You need your thing probably have it more.
are there examples of vegetables that are bound? I mean the shoots. You know, the shoots are typically bound, and the you know, like the what do you call it? The scallions and those types of things. Celeries,
right,
maybe.
Celery, exactly.
Celery might be
tall
bound
and skinny
up. Yeah, tall
bound.
And skinny are bound up, right?
Bound,
yeah, the tall and skinny ones. That's what I imagine. I haven't. Huh? Doesn't bring it down.
No, the art school.
Well, you know, if art school doesn't bring it, it's obviously not important.
At some point, but that would probably be.
The Gemara does bring it, and Echanami. I would think it's referencing the Yerukos that are tall and skinny, like Reb Zev said. Anyway, the types of vegetables that are bound are not going to be considered chayv and meiser until you actually bind them, and those that are not typically bound, like a potato or like a
just about everything.
Cucumber.
Just about everything. Cucumber, thank you very much. Anybody else? Tomato? Anybody else? Too bad that what?
Zucchini.
Zucchini. Okay, I mean, we can go on forever like this if you want, but Yom Kippur is coming up, so we should start our harchanos. At any rate, that's why the Braisa says Yerukos, because it's plural, because there are two types of Yerek that are going to be Chayiv and Meiser at different points. Okay, very nice. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis learned. Now, should I even go? I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. That's before Yom Kippur. I'm going to spare you guys on my Tana Rabbanan. Liket Yerek. I don't think Rabbi Yaakov heard the joke yet, but I'm not going to. What?
New year, you got to.
New year, new joke. Okay. All right. I'll have to think about it. Tana Rabbanan. Liket Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. If a person was malaket, if he gathered a Yerek, he pulled a Yerek out of the ground on
Erev. It says here.
Yeah.
That the reason for the bundling is to determine what year the vegetable we're talking about is.
Yes.
Is it for the new year or the past year?
That's correct. If on the very final day of the year you uprooted a vegetable that is typically bound and you don't bind it until a couple days later, so you don't bind it until the following year, it's not considered chayv and meiser until the following year. It's considered year two vegetables. So therefore you have to take meisers on that for from year two vegetables. You can't use, as we're going to learn right now, you can't chop one onto the other. You can't take meiser from year two onto vegetables of year one and vice versa. Okay, let's learn that right now. Liket Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. If a person was malakate of vegetables on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ad Shelo Tavo HaShemesh, before sunset. So you gather the vegetables before sunset. V'chazer v'liket, and then the following day on Rosh Hashanah, you're either a bad boy and you gather on Rosh Hashanah, or as Tosfos says, Tap Tosfos Mishetavo HaShemesh B'Yushalmi Muki LaBenachri. Or you did it al yedei nachri, so you didn't do it any answer. You had a non-Jew do it for you. But the Meiri says in Echanami, if it's going to be, if you do it also, you're still going to be chayv ha-meiser. You violated an isser, and you might not make it through that year. But you're still chayv ha-meiser. At any rate, the following year, Mishadavo Hashemesh, you gather the next crop. Ein tarmin o maestrin mizel zeh. You're not allowed to take trumas and maestris from the year two crops onto year one crops. So you can't say, well, year one I had 190 fruits, and then in year two I have these 10 fruits, and I'm going to take now the total 100 is chayiv in 10 crops, so I'm going to take the 10 crops that I gathered in year two that are going to potter me in the year one vegetables. You can't do that because you can't take from one year to the next. You can't mix milk and meat, so to speak.
You said you could do it if you want. Ma'agid them before on the first on Erev Hashem, then you could.
We're not necessarily talking about vegetables that were ma'agid, that you're ma'agid. We're talking about here any vegetables that
no,
you're leaking.
If you are ma'agid them, then you can. Then it's considered the second year. If you picked on Erev Hashem and you want ma'agid them, that's what you were saying before. Then you can.
100%.
Then it's fine.
What were you gonna say?
What about the other way? Let's say you were negligent and you didn't maestro in year one. Do you not have an obligation to maestro year one or year two?
You have to maestro year one fruits in year two, but you can't use year two fruits to take the maestro of year one. So you gotta have
the maestro separately.
Right.
They can't
right. You gotta separate the fruits and say this is year one fruits. Even if you're still in year two, you can still take the maestro. So you gotta take the maestro still, but you can't use year two fruits. Uh-huh. To potter the year one vegetables. That's the point.
And the fruit you pick year one, right?
Yeah.
When you do take mice from it, even if it's already gone in the second year,
yeah,
you take the mice that are appropriate for the year one.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. That's what we're saying. You've got to use year one fruits. Right. You can't mix basil with chalav here. Or yerek and pears.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges.
Bananas and coconuts.
No, we're talking about vegetables.
What vegetables?
Apples and oranges aren't vegetables either.
Why? Lefi she'ein tormin a maestrin lo min ze lo min achadash al yashan v'lo min ayashan al achadash. Because you're not allowed to take trumas and maestris from the new, meaning year two, onto the yashan, meaning year one. V'lo min ayashan, and not from year one onto year two. So you got to separate the vegetables and say, hey, we got 100 vegetables in year one. I'm going to take 10 of the year one crops that will potter the entire batch of year one vegetables. And then I'm going to take year two vegetables, the 100 that I have here from year two, and I'm going to take 10 from those, and that's going to potter year two crops. But we don't want to mix and match. Okay, very good. Says the Gemara like this. Now we're going to get into other dinim with respect to maestros. Im haisa shnia nechnesis l'shlushis. Now it gets interesting. Now you've got not only year one fruits and year two fruits or vegetables, but you have year two going into year three, meaning that you're pulling crops from year two, and it's bleeding into year three. So you cross the Rosh Hashanah threshold of year three. Shnia Meiser Rishon u'Meiser Sheni. The second year crops are subject to Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Shlishis, but the third year crops are Meiser Rishon u'Meiser Ani. The third year crops are subject to Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, but not Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni does not exist in year three. Meiser Sheni also doesn't exist in year
six.
Very good.
Or seven.
Nothing exists in seven. But anyway, Meiser Sheni is year 1, 2, 4, 5. Meiser Ani is in place of Meiser Sheni in year 3 and year 6.
Everyone knows that. Now we ask where we know this from.
Everybody knows that. The
now
question is, that
Gemara
says, Minani Mili. What is the source in our Torah? What is the Torah source to say that we no longer have in year 3, we no longer have a din of Meiser Sheni? Minani Mili, I'm a Rav Shuman Levi.
But you would think that you have all three in the third year.
Correct. Why might I not say, why shouldn't I say that maybe in year 3 we just throw on Meiser Ani? Right?
Three times Meiser.
Three times Meiser?
Three
times Meiser equals 30%.
Right.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I say that? So I'm Rav Shuman Levi. Rav Shuman Levi says like this. The Pasuk says, Ki sechaleh la'aseres kol ma'aser tevuascha. When you complete taking Meiser from all the Meiser of your produce, Bashana hashlishis, in the third year, which is Shnas ha'ma'aser, the year of the Meiser. Now, the year of the Meister sounds like...
It's one, but you're saying it's two, but it's one.
You're jumping the gun here. We haven't gotten there yet. Schnaz HaMeister. It's the year of the Meister.
Singular.
The singular Meister. So, says the Gemara, Shana she'ein ba ela Meister echad. It's a year in which you only have one Meister. HaKetzad. In what way? What does that mean? You only have one Meister in year three? Meister Rishon and Meister Ani. It means that you have Meister Rishon and Meister Ani. So you have the two, Meister Rishon and Meister Ani. Meister Sheni Yibotel. And Meister Sheni goes bye-bye.
It's not singular because he's saying it's two.
Okay. So you've already chapter around to the Gemara's question. But at this point in the Gemara, the Gemara says, when the Torah says year three is Shnas HaMeister, it's the year of the Meister, the one Meister, it means that we're throwing in Meister Ani along with Meister Rishon. Now the obvious question is going to be, wait a minute, Meister Rishon and Meister Ani.
Right. What? Two. Right, that's the obvious question.
1 + 1 = 2.
Two, and it's two. Plural, not singular.
And it's what? So what's the pshat? How can it be that in year three you're saying you have to give Meister Rishon and Meister Ani because 1 + 1 = 2? Did you do this Gemara before?
No,
did you see this Gemara before?
I remember 3:18.
All right. So that sounds like it's two. Why is it called Shnas HaMeister, the Meister, right, if you in fact have two? So that's what the Gemara is now going to ask. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, no. Eino ela af Meister Rishon nami yibatel. Maybe I'll tell you that Meister Rishon should also go bye bye, and that when the Torah says that year three is Shnas HaMeister, it's the year of the Meister, it's referencing only Meister Ani. So Tamad Leimar said that's why the Torah says another pasuk teaches us that Meister Rishon always exists. You always got to give Meister Rishon to the Levi. And how do I know that? Because the pasuk says Vayter ve'al aleviim tadaber v'amarta aleihem. To the Levim, you should speak and you should say to them. Why does it say that double lashon? I don't know, but that's not our Gemara right now. When you shall take from Bnei Yisrael the Meiser, asher nasati lachem be'itam, that I have given to you from them, benachlaschem, in lieu of your inheritance, as a substitute, in place of your inheritance, because we know the Levim did not get a nachla in the land. The Levim were not entitled to the land. The rest of the tribes got their own land, as we see from Parshas. Well, partly partial, just a bracha, but also but others. Okay, but at any rate, the Levim were not entitled to a chelik in the nachla. So what is their nachla? Meiser Rishon. So says the Gemara, he kishu akasul la nachla. Therefore, the Torah compared the Levim's portion of the Meiser Rishon to a nachla, to the inheritance of Klal Yisrael. Ma nachla ein la hefsek, af Meiser Rishon ein la hefsek. In what way are they comparable? In what way is the Meiser Rishon that belongs to the Levi a nachla inheritance? It is in that, just like an inheritance that belongs to Klal Yisrael, there's no hefsek. What's mine today is going to remain mine tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. It always is mine. If I take hold of it, it is mine now, and it always is mine. I always have entitlement to it. So too, my Sirishon, the Levi always has entitlement to it.
No, it's deeper than that. It's not just yours. It's your family's. It goes from a tradition that goes down to your children and your ancestors. It's not just necessarily yours as an individual. It's yours as a nachla for this is what the notes says.
That the article says that?
Yes, in one of the notes.
See, that's the shot I wanted to give, and I was talking to Rav Sasson about it, and he thought it was more meduyik to say that it's talking about the individual. That Levi has always that. Why? Because then it's comparable to Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon, that Levi, always has entitlement to it. He can come this year, he can come next year. He can come year three. He can come whenever he wants, because the Levi always has entitlement, just like I have entitlement to my Nachla. What do you want to say? I wanted to say, give it up shot. So if it's somebody, if it's a big lambdan, then I was mechavin to a big lambdan.
If someone dies childless, the inheritance finds a different channel to bring to his father, and his father's no longer alive, to his father, to his cousins even.
Who says this? Rashbam. Rashbam. Okay, very nice. Yeah.
Does anyone disagree with this?
What?
Does anyone disagree with this?
I don't know about disagreement, but we're going to get to a Gemara, that a very interesting Gemara that I have a ha'ara.
The Levi gets, they're really left
what?
Out. They're left out.
Who, Levi?
Don't give me Meisr only, because it takes the place.
What's the purpose? Well, they're left out why? Because they don't have an inheritance? Yeah, but what's the purpose of the inheritance? I mean, V'naftali Amrom is Sadeh. You had all these, all of the fines, all of the things that the Shvatim inherited and were entitled to, was all for the purpose of giving them sustenance. So if we're giving the Levi sustenance via the Maaser Rishon, then that's their Nachla. What do they need the land for? The land is for cultivating the crops.
Yeah, well, they're not vegetarians.
What?
They're not vegetarians. They're not vegans. I mean, come on.
Oh.
What are you giving them?
You're giving them vegetables. They can sell the vegetables.
Okay, it was
very good. Tanya Namihachi, I've got a brisa that says the very same thing. Now, this brisa is going to be interesting because it's going to throw a little monkey wrench, but it's essentially saying the same thing.
Safe of the brisa is something.
Yeah. Tanya Namihachi. Kisech Aleh La'aser. The pasuk says, when you complete taking the Meiser, which we say, V'chule Shnas HaMaaser. It's the year of the Meiser, the one Meiser. So the Gemara says, Shana She'en Ba'el HaMeiser Echad. Again, it's the year in which there is only one Meiser. Haketza, how is this so? This is a total carbon copy of what we just saw. Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. In year three, you take Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. U'Meiser Sheni Yibatel. And the second Meiser, this Meiser Sheni, is Batel on that year. Yacholaf Meiser Rishon Ami Batel. Maybe I'll tell you that even Meiser Rishon should be Batel in year three. Tamud Loimar. So therefore, I have a Pasuk. And now, this Breisa quotes a different Pasuk. According to Rabbi Huda, the Pasuk is U'Boha Levi. The Levi shall come, and he shall claim his portion, and he shall eat, and he shall be satisfied. So, what does Rabbi Yehuda learn based on this pasuk? Uboha Levi, kozman sheba, tein lo. Uboha Levi is an extra pasuk, it's an extra words. Why does it say that the Levi shall come? Why is that relevant? So the Rabbi Yehuda darshins that it means he can come and he can collect.
Even
anytime he
year.
Comes, it's his. His coming alone entitles even him to anything year. He wants, even in the third year. He can have it anytime he comes.
That's the seventh year.
But anytime you want, but essentially anytime he wants, he can have it. Okay? Ba Levi, Kosman Shaba, Tainlo. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. He learns it out from a different pasuk. Now says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, Eino Tzorich. Wait a minute, Rabbi Yehuda. Why are you bringing me the pasuk of Ubaha Levi? You don't need that pasuk. Why? Because we had the previous pasuk, which was Harihu Oimer. The pasuk says Ve'el haLeviim tedaber ve'amarta alehem. This is the same pasuk we quoted before. To the Leviim you should speak, and you shall say to them, Ki sikhu mi'eis b'nei Yisrael asa ma'aser asher nasati lachem me'itam. When you should take the from b'nei Yisrael the ma'aser that I gave to you from them, b'nachal aschem. For your inheritance, in place of your nachla, your land, you're going to get Meiser Rishon. Why does it say benachal aschem? Why does it use that strange word? Hikishu akasav lenachla. Because the pasuk is trying to tell you that there's a comparison between the Levi's Meiser Rishon and an inheritance. Ma nachla ein lahefsik, af Meiser Rishon ein lahefsik. Just like an inheritance has no hefsik, like the Rashbam says, it continues from one generation to the next. Or as like we said earlier, that a person is always entitled to his inheritance. What he has today, he will have tomorrow. So to Meiser Rishon, the Levi is always entitled to it. So what comes out is that in year three, we have a Meiser Rishon and a Meiser Ani situation, but we're not Mevatel Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon always exists. Why? Because we have one of two psukim. Either, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the pasuk of Uboha Levi, or according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he says you don't need that pasuk, because we already have the pasuk that says Benach Laschem, that the Meiser Rishon is considered like a Nachla, in that it always exists. You can always have it. What's interesting in this braisa is a quick ha'ara, that I was talking to Reb Sasson about, and we both came up with the following. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda quotes the pasuk Uboha Levi. The Levi can come and he can claim his Meiser Rishon. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov doesn't like that. He says, Eino tzarech, you don't need that pasuk, because we have another pasuk that says Benachal Aschem. What's the machlokes here? Why did Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov have such a problem with Uboha Levi? What's wrong with it that he says, Eino tzarech, you don't need that? What's also interesting is that the Braisa doesn't, the Gemara doesn't continue with this machlokes.
What's his problem with Baha Levi?
What's his problem? His problem is the Baha Levi. He says, "Ain't no tzarich, you don't need that pasuk of Baha Levi
because
I have a pasuk benachalas."
Because he's there all the time.
No, there's a big problem with that pasuk.
What?
You know what the rest of the pasuk says? You know the rest of the pasuk.
Therefore,
I know about because I'm Balkori.
Very
That's
good.
Why the Levi is only coming in his capacity, not as a Levi, as an Ani.
Very good.
Because he's a Levi, is
that's
an Ani.
Why, that's
Levi
very good.
Are Aniyim, just like Ger, Yasson, Vamana are much more likely to be Aniyim, right? The rest of the Pasuk.
Where'd you get that from? You just came up with that now?
I know the Pasuk by heart, but...
I know the Pasuk by heart.
The Art Scroll mentioned
that. You have to remind us of your Art
Scroll mentioned
okay,
it.
What?
But it's important to know the Pasuk by heart.
Who said it in the Art Scroll? Because that was the Pshat that Sassan I came up with.
Of course, maybe Sassan's
right. In other words, he's not coming because he's a Levi.
What?
He's not coming because he's based on that
Pasuk. Right, based on the Pasuk by right.
He's not coming because he's Levi. He's coming because he's poor.
Right. The Pasuk is talking about Maiserani. It's clearly talking about Maiserani. How do I know that? Because it says, Uba HaLevi, V'Hager, V'Hayasom, V'Almana. That's not. The Ger, Yasom, Almana have no Sheikhs to Maiserisha.
So
Rabbi Yehuda is Dachuk. Where does it say this?
This slugs up the whole
That is this number seven?
Yeah.
The Pasuk that has the word.
Perhaps neither the ties that apply in the other years, neither the Maiserisha nor Maiserisheni apply in the third year. When the verse speaks of the year of the tie, that means in the third year only... When the recipients of the title of the third year, I don't know where you're getting this from.
Doesn't say where it's from.
Not because the process has any inherent concam. Oh, Miser, ingrid, yeah. Being without land. Okay, he was often poor as well. Okay, it doesn't say.
The Yasam Amana are likely to be poor, so the Ger is likely to be poor.
If you want to learn this,
Pashup Shat, right.
Where you just learned it now.
Which was
the Baal Levi?
No, no, it's the Ritva, sorry.
The Baal Levi is talking about Miser.
Sorry, it's the Ritva. The Yisrael Yaakov considers Rabbi Yehuda's derivation not only necessary but also incorrect. Right, 13. Right, but he refers to the other note because the other note explains it more.
Good,
because of the Ritva, because
okay,
he's not coming
good.
In his capacity
right,
as an Ani, he's coming in his capacity. He's two things. He's an Ani and a Levi.
Hold on. So there's a very big problem with this.
Let's hear it.
Because this whole Lima that we had before was to prevent that from happening. You're supposed to sustain the Levi. And we're not doing that. If the Levi could be an Ani, he's not getting his work. So there's something.
Actually, he's going to get a double portion.
Then why is he going to be poor?
By definition, anybody who you sustain is poor, no matter how much you give them. By definition, you sustain them. You're supporting them.
You know, give me $100,000 a month, and you sustain me. You can tell me I'm poor.
But he has to be sustained by the tzibor. That by makes him a poor person because they have to be sustained by the poor.
By definition, the levim are sustained by the tzibor.
What?
By definition, they have no nachla.
So therefore, by definition, they're poor.
This is them, unless they inherit the money. I don't know.
Is that the pshat? It's a very good question. It's a very interesting question. But what you want to say is that by definition, because the levi is sustained by the public, he's considered poor.
You can have a
even
rich yasho and a rich almana.
He's always going to be fed.
Right, he can have more food than the wealthiest man in the world. But
the point is, where's he getting his money from, right? So if you're a beggar, if you're coming around, you're collecting tzedakah, you're getting $1 million in tzedakah a day, you're still a beggar.
That. We're talking about food.
We're talking about food, yeah.
We're talking about vegetables. No.
So it's very
well, yeah. In those days, food was money.
Well, fruits
Someone
and
didn't like it.
Well, fruits and vegetables and grain. We got grain also. Meister was also.
Those days in the agrarian society, that was what there was.
Yeah,
there
was that was gold.
There were no goods
that
to buy
gold.
In the store.
Black gold, Texas tea.
So, how much could the vegetables and grain be?
All right, listen. It's an interesting. I think that's the answer. The answer is they're being sustained by the seaboard.
You're a meat and potatoes man, right? You think they should give them like real food?
I mean, would say it wasn't food. It wouldn't be vegetables.
You know what I say?
Then you say you are supportive.
Let him eat cake.
I can understand it. It's not saying.
Let him eat cake. Let him
it was the only thing that was reality was like food mainly. That was like everything is based around food.
I think she said, "Let him eat grass." I think that was the real quote. Anyway, going into an app.
I mean, definitely the pasuk of Benachalas is an easy limud. So I mean, it's before from the pasuk.
Yes, yes.
It's just like an easier
Benachalas. I agree with you. It's a much easier, smoother, like a pasuk shot limud.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Exactly. I completely agree with you on that also.
Yeah, but you don't. Much,
They have both. All right.
You're upset.
You don't have the choice.
You're very excited. You you're taking this very personally. I see that. You're taking this Gemara very personally. It's very good. You should take it personally. I don't have an answer for you, but I like your passion. I like your passion, Moshe. Here we go. Ulan Adarim. Now, if you look back on your Beis Amid Aleph, we had that Tana that we started with today that said, Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for your Rakos, Maestros, Unadarim. So that's a curious one. What does it mean that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Nadarim? L'may nafkamina. So it says the Gemara.
By that time you're in trouble.
Maybe, but it's wrong. Tana Rabbana. The rabbis learned.
I like that.
You got
a skull. I got a muder hana bechavero. If a person is muder hana from his friend, he says, I'm not going to get any hana from Reb Moshe. This is just the, I want to get hana from you. I want to be nana from you. I'm not going to get hana from Ploni, right?
Yeah.
Lashana. He says for a year. He says, I'm not going to get any hana from Ploni for a year. We count 12 months from one day to the next. So if on the 10th of Nisan you make such a neder, for 1 year I'm not going to get any hana. So then until the following of year two,
even the time of Nisan, day, even the time of day, not just the day.
Is that a ha'ar over there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who says it?
Noon.
I wouldn't have thought that. Based on Shach, your day. All right, it's pretty good. Pretty good legs to stand on.
We were talking before about the bar mitzvah.
About what?
We were talking about bar mitzvah and so forth when we had it earlier.
Yom. Yeah. We said that it was also from the same time.
No, it's not the same time. Bar mitzvah voice starts Marv.
Right, we did that, right? We were talking about Yom Yom before.
No, you're learning a different Gemara somewhere else.
What? My Chavrusa made in Nedrit. He's got a yes complete Rosh Hashanah by Sukkot, by Simchas Torah.
Tell him to come here. He could do it by Simchas Torah of next year.
No, way before.
So when I came here, we were on starting Chof Daven. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
So we were finishing off on that end too. So it could be with him, and we were talking about the Miyomi.
Uh huh. Yeah, you must have been with him because I don't remember anything about that. All right, fine. It's even to the hour. I wouldn't have thought that. I just thought it was Miyomi. But okay, that's what he says. Ve'im Amar Lashanazu, he says, I'm not going to get any on off from Ploni this year. Even if he was only standing at the 29th of Elul at the time, since the first of Tishrei kicks in, Rosh Hashanah kicks in, also Loshana, that's considered a full year. So even though you only went 1 day, that's considered 1 year because you said Loshana Zu, and that Shana Zu was a very abridged year. Because you made it so late. Even according to the Manda Amr that we had before in Daf Yud, who said that 1 day in a year is not considered a full year. That was who? Close.
Rav Elazar.
It was Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. And it was Rav Elazar who said that 1 day is not considered. You need 30 days. It was Rav Meir who said 1 day. Yeshkayach. Very good. Very good. Amazing. That was 3 weeks ago. But even according to that Manda Amr, Rav Elazar, who says 1 day in a year is not considered a year, over here it is. It's considered a year, but why? Because the purpose in making the neder was to be mitzar yourself. I don't want to have any hana from this person. I'm not going to get any benefit from that person. So you want to make a little bit of tzar in yourself. And that 1 day is enough of tzar. So even though normally we would say 1 day is not enough in a year to constitute a full year, and so if you say Lashana Zu, it wouldn't be enough to just wait out 1 day. Here, because the whole purpose of your hana, we kind of get into your das. The whole purpose of your neder is to be mitzar yourself from getting benefit from this person. So that's
really
one
sense.
Day
no,
is enough.
You want to be why is 1 day? You want to be mitzar yourself 30 days, not for 1 day, right? It doesn't really make sense that.
Well,
you want to be mitzar. I'm not getting this from art school. Then, you want to be mitzar yourself for 30 days.
You're not getting this from art school.
How about you compare being mitzar yourself for 1 day to be mitzar yourself for 30 days? You're saying I'll fast on Yom Kippur for 30 days. The same thing as 1 day. It's a totally different experience being mitzar for 30 days and for 1 day.
The point is the point is that when you're making a net there, you just want to be mitzar yourself a shtickle.
Well, you see,
even the smallest tsar. That's the point of the Gemara. Even the smallest tsar is enough to be mekayim the neder.
Even the guy says that one day, 30 days.
Yeah, even that one day. I don't speak to you. I don't get any enough from you. I don't want to get any. That's enough. That one day is enough to be mekayim your neder.
You know, normally one day is not considered a year.
Exactly. Right. In this case, over here, we're not dealing with a time period. We're dealing with a result.
30 days of Yom Kippur. Yeah.
We're not looking at the time period. We're looking at the result of the neder. The result of the neder is tsar, and you could be mekayim the tsar with just one day, and that's enough. Says the Gemara. Gemara concludes ve'eman Nisan. Maybe I'll tell you that it's Nisan. Where do you get Tishrei from? How do you know that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Nadar? Maybe it's Nisan, because many other things are Nisan. Maybe it's Iyar, Sivan, or Tammuz, and Hanami. But since we have Nisan for many other things, maybe in fact it's Nisan as well. So the Gemara says no, because b'nadar b'halach achar l'ashu b'nei hatam. When it comes to a neder, a person who makes a neder, when he says for this year, he's talking b'lashu b'nei adam. What do people consider a year? They consider the year to end and to start, to end it at right before Aleph Tishrei, and to start the new year in Rosh Hashanah. So it's Lashon B'nei Adam. We don't go by any other calendar year.
Okay.
So if you didn't use the word this, you just said a year, you would have to be a whole year.
Should we... all right, you want to stop here? We'll stop here. We'll stop here. We did 40 minutes.
What would you... Wait, what if you said the same, let's say, in Cheshvan?
In Cheshvan, then Lashon Zu would mean up until Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean?
No,
oh, you're saying two? Yeah, then he has 11 months.
Then
yeah.
He has 11.
10 months. Yeah, that's okay. A killer.
Very good.
If you didn't say the word zoo, you just said shana.
Yeah. Lashana, then it's miyom liyom. Then it's a full 12 months.
Are we going to learn over Chol HaMoed?
We're going to learn over Chol HaMoed Mitzvah Hashem, either in, yeah, probably in the sukkah. We'll probably learn in the sukkah. I'll send an email
sukkah?
Out. What?
The sukkah. They're going
to
have
the... If Reb Kaplan wants to volunteer a sukkah, we'll learn there. We'll send out an email to but yeah, Chol HaMoed, we're going to be on. Hopefully people will be here. If not, then it'll be recorded in Mitzvah Hashem. And we'll deal with it then. All right, everyone, have a gemach simtava.
You too.
No, we just have to deal with superstar.
What?
Usual days.
Yeah, usual days and times. We're not going to be any different.
Didn't deal with it.
What?
Didn't deal with superstar.
Who didn't deal with superstar?
We didn't discuss what you want to do with superstar.
Why? What's the shot? What's the problem?
It's Thursday.
Right? Oh, so it's Thursday. All right, we'll deal with that. We'll cross that bridge when it comes. That's not until the following week. I'm not... I cannot think more than 3 or 4 days at a time.
Second.
That's the following Thursday. It's not next Thursday. It's the following Thursday. So we'll deal with that when the time comes.
Hey, you can't do much as a superstar. No one's interested in knowing.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit too much.
All right. Much as yontif, you could, but not much as a superstar.
Well, think about it. You know what? Depending on what the next Gemaras bring, maybe we can chop it off. I don't know. This is Zeroyim stuff. It's not so simple. Maybe
on Friday. Maybe Friday.
All right. Shkayach.
Yeah.